Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, 5th chapter, 5th verse. That's the gospel according to Matthew, 5th chapter, 5th verse. And it reads as follows. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. This is part 3 of the Beatitudes. Part 1, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And part 2, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, are available on our website. Now let's begin. The King James Version says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Let's look at this from man's point of view. The word meek has been referred to as someone that is weak, someone who is taken advantage of, or someone with low self-esteem. We have met people who fit this description, and we have also experienced being meek as defined by man. Now, what constitutes a weak person? Society tells us that a meek person has no backbone. They don't stand up for themselves at all. This, of course, makes them an easy target to be taken advantage of in their personal life and their professional life. As a result, the so-called meek person has low self-esteem. And I can't speak for anyone else, but I have had times in my life when I had low self-esteem. Sometimes we feel down on ourselves. Everyone has felt this way, whether they want to admit it or not. Since we all are human, it is not uncommon. Professionally, the meek are taken advantage of on the job or if they own their own business. Employers tend to ignore those who don't speak up for themselves. They usually get passed over for promotions or even raises. They tend to work hard without any recognition. When the meek own their own business, their own employees tend to take advantage of them. They take time off whenever they want to. They only do enough work to get by, and they always want more money, even though they didn't work hard for it. The meek usually hire someone that they know or consider friends. These friends push the limit of their friendship with their actions. Here's one thing to consider. The so-called meek person is more likely to turn the other cheek. This is a good thing, as Jesus stated in Matthew 5:39, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. I truly believe that God has compassion for the meek. The scripture states that the meek will inherit the earth. Inherit means to come into possession of or receive, especially as a right or divine person, or to be an heir to something. God created the earth and the fullness therein, so the meek will inherit or be given an inheritance of the earth or the land. That is the meaning of this scripture from man's point of view. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, let's look at the Amplified version of this scripture. The Amplified Bible states, blessed, inwardly peaceful, spiritually secure, worthy of respect, are the gentle, the kind-hearted, the sweet-spirited, the self-controlled, for they will inherit the earth. This is the spiritual version of this same scripture. Blessed in this scripture means to have inward peace, spiritually secure, and worthy of respect. The word meek is replaced by the words gentle, kind-hearted, the sweet-spirited, and the self-controlled. This changes the entire meaning of this scripture. Let's start from the beginning. The word gentle, pardon me, means to be free from harshness, sternness, or violence. A gentle person is easygoing and believes in the golden rule, which is to do unto others as you want them to do unto you. The meek or gentle must possess the signs of kind-heartedness. The word kind-hearted means having or showing a sympathetic nature. They must care for others as much as they care for themselves. They are a blessing to those they encounter and want to help others. This person must also be sweet-spirited. To be sweet-spirited, you must be spiritual. That starts with God. No one can be sweet-spirited on their own. They must have the love of God in their heart. When this occurs, everyone will know that you have God in your heart and it will show outwardly. You also have to have self-control. Now, saints, how many of us have self-control? Think about it. Do we get rattled when hard times come? Absolutely. Do we go over the edge when provoked? We don't want to, but we do at times. Do we lose our temper at the smallest things? Do we control our health, our spending, and our decisions? How many people do you know fit this description? To be this way requires a relationship with God. It is not human nature to be kind-hearted, sweet-spirited, or have self-control. These are traits of Jesus. And if you think about Jesus' life, he had so much self-control, it was amazing. He had to deal with people who just didn't understand a single thing he was saying. He had to be patient. Since we are not like Jesus, to say the least, we must seek God to be changed into this type of person. Isn't that interesting? It is the will of God, saints, that we all become godly. It is also his will that we come to know him. Wow, that's interesting. So if I'm reading this scripture right, and I hope that I am, he said, blessed, inwardly peaceful, spiritually secure, worthy of respect are the gentle, the kind-hearted, the sweet-spirited, the self-controlled, for they will inherit the earth. Huh. That makes it all come together. So if we look back at that scripture, God does have compassion for the meek. From man's point of view. He has compassion, Lord. I'm so thankful that God has compassion. Where would we be without his grace and mercy? God wants us to be kind-hearted, sweet-spirited, and help self-control through him and only him. If we do these things, we all can inherit the earth or land if we seek God. It is a reward given to those who possess these traits. Now ask yourself this question, saints. Do you want to possess these traits? What would your life be like if you were kind-hearted, you were sweet-spirited, and you had self-control? Any one of the three would be a huge blessing, but all three would be amazing. It would be just what the doctor ordered, just to be honest with you. I speak personally saying that I would love to have all three of these. I exhibit them at times, and I'm a work in progress. I'm willing to admit that, and I'm okay with that, and I hope y'all guys understand I'm not perfect either. So these things I am saying, I have to do as well as yourselves. Amen? Amen. Okay, so if that be our reward to inherit the earth or the land by having compassion and having these traits, that is simply the will of God and something that he wants for all of us, not just a select few, but he wants it for all of us, every last one, because we're all God's children, every last one of us. God does not care about what you did in the past. He's a God of now. He's a God of the future as well. So saints, remember this scripture. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come, thanking you, Father, for this scripture. Thank you for teaching us, showing us, guiding us, leading us, and just correcting us as needed, Lord. We repent, Father, because we're not these traits all the time. Sometimes we are, sometimes we aren't. But Father, through you, we can truly inherit the earth by being this way. Father, help us to become what you want us to become. May your will be done in our lives, Lord. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for using me to give it. May you be glorified in this word. Father, I pray that this word will go out to many, and it'll cause them to come to you and say, Lord, what do I need to do to be gentle, kind-hearted, sweet-spirited, and have self-control? Father, this is your will. Father, may you be glorified, and I ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.